Hey beautiful, Janae Emily Utley here, holistic lifestyle maven and possibility trainer. Welcome to the podcast of possibilities. This is the space to be for creative, enterprising, and entrepreneurial women who want to obtain a fit mind, a fit body, and manifest God's best for their lives. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hey, it's your girl, Janae Emily Utley, and welcome back to my channel. So as promised in the last video where I talked about my gut healing protocol, I told y'all I was going to come back and tell y'all what happened when I went to see my naturopathic doctor and then how that is currently fitting into my journey. As of today, I have one more day left in my 30-day gut healing protocol. Last video, I was, 7 days in. So if you are new to this channel and have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm going to leave in the description box below all the videos you need to watch to get you currently caught up to this point. And I think it's either 2 or 3 videos. So I'm not going to go into full detail because I did it in the previous video. I'm going to just pick up from where we are now and go forward. So my initial visit, the beginning was just like this full out analysis and assessment. And then the second part of the initial visit, she started to get into specific things that I needed to do in order to heal those areas that I just told you guys about. So here is where we get into it. So this is what she told me. Number one, she told me to keep taking the supplements that I was already taking. And y'all, that made your girl feel so good because I was like, okay, I do know a little something. I have been putting my, you know, exercise, science, kinesiology degrees, you know, a little bit, so I know how to research, do a little something. So the supplements that I was already taking were, I was taking maca powder, I was taking zinc, I was taking spirulina, I was also using this green powder, I was doing collagen by way of this gelatin, and I was also doing a fermented cod liver oil peel. So I was already doing, testing out, tweaking, trying a lot. And if you've been following me on Instagram, then you know, like, you've seen that journey. You've seen me, like, for real been trying to heal my body holistically for some time. So number one, she told me to keep taking the supplements that I was taking. The number two suggestion that she gave me was she started to incorporate some new supplementations into my diet. One being Vitex. Now, Vitex is also known as Angus cactus, and it's also known as chase tree. So it's it got a lot of names, but it essentially does the same thing. So because we were working on my hormones, and the reason we were working on my hormones is because I was having very irregular periods. And initially I didn't care about that. And then I was like, no, if my period ain't here, that means something ain't working in my body and I want my period back. So she recommended the Vitex because what the Vitex does, it helps to increase the progesterone levels or bring the progesterone and the estrogen levels into balance so your body can go through normal cycle and ovulation periods. Because what ends up happening is there can be an estrogen dominance or maybe even sometimes a testosterone dominance, and that Vitex helps to like encourage and stimulates the processes in the body to help bring that estrogen and progesterone into normal levels. Now, granted, when you go through again that whole period cycle, menstruation cycle, your levels of estrogen and progesterone rise and fall depending on where you are in that cycle, but still to have it come back into somewhat of a balance. So that's number one. So not only was the Vitex prescribed or suggested to me to help bring my hormones in balance to get my periods regular, it also helps to aid in skin health as well. So it was like a twofer. It was doing multiple things for me. She also suggested that I started adding teas to my diet. Because when we sat down and we was talking about everything, she was like, you know, some of the stuff might be hormonal, but from what I'm hearing you say to me, I also think some of it has to do with the liver. So we need to incorporate things in your diet that's going to help to support the liver, because the liver, the reason we have liver is our liver is our natural detoxification system. So you eat stuff, it gets, you know, absorbed, it gets broken down, and then it goes to your liver, and your liver helps. It's like the final stopping place that helps, you know, separate the good from the bad. So the stuff that needs to get expelled from your body, it will go through your liver, and your liver will process it. So she felt that I needed to incorporate things in my diet that will help support my liver. So one of the things that she recommended was dandelion tea, and it does just that. Like, think of dandelion tea as like a cheerleader, and it helps to cheer on and support the natural chemical processes and the natural detoxification processes that your body already does. But it does it in a very like gentle way. It's not like a, you know, some stuff on the market that you take and it's like very hard, very fast. It's a very gentle way to help encourage your body to do what it already does, and that's to detox. Another tea that she recommended that I take was a daily detox tea from the brand Traditional Medicinals. That's one that she encouraged me to take. Again, the daily detox is not very harsh tea at all. It gently encourages my body to... it gently supports my liver as well as my kidneys and a number of things. Because the thing about the things that she just suggested to me, a lot of them are like twofers and threefers. So she suggested them to me for like a primary reason, but they also do a lot of other things as well. The final tea that she recommended to me was milk thistle. And much like the other teas, it helps to support the liver. It helps to improve skin. It also helps with reducing insulin resistance and supports bone health, among other things. So the teas that she gave me really were to support multiple of my goals: skin health, hormonal health, gut health. So the third thing that she recommended that I do in our initial visit was to start eating a diet that was more alkaline. So to help neutralize the good and balance the good. And she told me if I increased the amounts of whole foods, whole produce that I was eating, that it would naturally help alkaline my diet. So with the things that I was already doing and the things that she, you know, was suggesting that I now add to my routine, she did give me some best practices. So with the Vitex, she told me that I should take it at the top of the morning, at the beginning of the day, at least 30 minutes away from food for absorption purposes. Now, she also said that I could take it with food if need be for compliance reasons, because, you know, sometimes it's hard to fit everything in the day perfectly, and it's better to take it with food than to take it, not take it at all, because I didn't take it at the top of the morning. She also suggested that I drink 2 to 3 cups of tea every day. Like every single day, I need to be drinking 2 to 3 cups. She said that each individual tea bag can be used like upwards of 3 times. So I don't have to use it once and then throw it away. Like it still has more juice in the bag. She also recommended that I take the botanical teas also 30 minutes away from foods to help with the absorption of it. With the green powders that I was already taking, like the green powder that had like ashwagandha and different very powerful ingredients in it, and my spirulina, she said because those green powders are amazing, but they don't have any active enzymes in them to really activate them in the body like it needs to, she said that when I take those, I need to eat a whole food with it. So maybe like a super small salad, or maybe, you know, a soup that has some vegetables or something in it, because the active enzymes and active ingredients in those whole foods will help my body be able to absorb the things, the, you know, amazing ingredients inside of those green powders. for my oral health, she encouraged me to oil pull, which was something that I was already doing to help with my enamel and my gums. But she also recommended that I started to incorporate clove oil because it helps with teeth healing, teeth pain, so on and so forth. For my vision health, she encouraged me to eat more foods with beta carotene in it. And she also suggested additional supplements that would help support vision as well. Another thing that she suggested was that I need to really work on managing my stress, because when she was asking me different questions, I didn't have the answer. Like, she was like, and I talked about this in a previous video. She was like, what time do you wake up every day? And I was like, She was like, what time do you go to sleep every day? I was like, She was like, okay, how much would you say you work every day? And I was like, I work a lot. She was like, what times do you eat? How often do you eat? Like, all of these simple things, like, I didn't have an answer for it. And I didn't really even think about it, but when she, like, was asking me the questions, I was kind of like, I will just get up. And I will work most of the day, and then I'll remember to eat. And then sometimes I eat once a day. Sometimes I eat three times a day. Like, sometimes I wake up super early and go to bed super late. Sometimes I wake up super late and go to bed super early. Like, my routine is all over the place. And she was like, that can play a big role in, like, healing and even, like, if this works for you or not. Like, so you got to get yourself together. Like, you have to get yourself on a routine, and you need to start really managing stress. And a good way to do that is, like, just be more aware of your times and set these parameters. And one big parameter that she told me to start with was to eat at the same time every day. Now, let me be very clear about this. Different diet therapies work for different people, and I love that, because we are all different and our bodies need different things. Because I am healing and I'm currently on a healing protocol, it is very important to me that I consistently have food in my body so my body can pull vitamins and minerals that it needs from said foods and absorb them into my body so I can heal, right? So she didn't put no pressure on it that I need to eat three times a day or I need six times a day. She did say that I needed to eat, multiple times a day, but I needed to make sure that I was eating at the same time so I could set my body up for success and my body would know, what's in fact coming. Had a conversation. She was just like, we're not going to do a complete diet overhaul. We're just going to take it step by step, thing by thing. And she was like, right now, let's just focus on you eating at the same time every day. And then we can start talking about and tackling other, things that might stress you out or, throw you off, or like, we'll start to consider the other lifestyle factors and the other diet factors and, other tweaks and supplements that you can take. But I just felt so at peace, and I felt so calm, and I felt so reassured, like, that this was possible and that I could do it. So that's from the initial visit. But before I left, she was like, I'm going to send you off, and I need you to do a blood panel. I need you to go somewhere, get blood taken, because we need to make sure your thyroid is healthy, because I can't, we ain't gonna be able to for real go left or go right if I'm not sure if your thyroid is working properly. So she was like, go to the doctor, get your blood work done. After you get that done, have them send the results to my office, and then once I have those results, then you can come back for your follow-up. Cool. So got the blood work done. The results came back. I can't remember if it was 2 weeks or it was 4 weeks, but whenever the results were done, I went back into the office. So we looked at my blood panel and everything was fine. Everything was in optimal range. So my T3 and my T4 was working as it should. She did say that even though the numbers were in the optimal range, she wanted it to be on like the higher end of the optimal range. So, working on that, working on that through my diet and eating more whole foods, because y'all remember I said from the initial visit, she was like, I need to alkaline my diet more and by eating more vegetables, that's going to help. But this time she gave me a focus. She was like, eat more cruciferous vegetables, because it's kind of like, you know, when you just have some direction, because it's one thing to say, you know, eat vegetables, but then once somebody tells you specifically, okay, eat broccoli, eat cauliflower, eat bok choy, eat like, it's less of a burden, because that's one thing we talked about in the second visit. I just felt so overwhelmed, because I was like, I got the supplements that I was already taking, and I was already eating a certain way in my diet, and then you suggested some stuff to me, and it's like, I'm trying to make sure that I'm eating stuff at the right time so I can get maximum absorption. I just felt like it was a lot. So one thing that she did is she combined some things to make it simple for me. So I told y'all she recommended that I take my Vitex at the top of the morning. She increased the dosage of the amount of Vitex or Chase Tree that I took every day. And she said, instead of just taking it, you know, in some water in the morning, you can just take it and drink it with your tea. So she combined the Vitex and the tea in the morning. So that was one thing off of my plate. Then she told me again that I can eat more cruciferous vegetables, because that would, you know, obviously give me a focus for what to eat. And boom, I have my daily serving of cruciferous vegetables, whole foods. That's going to help alkaline my diet, and I'm not overwhelmed by that. Another thing, you know, she told me to eat at the same times every day. And that's something that, you know, I was actually doing, and I was getting better at it. And she was so happy. Like, you would have thought I told her that I was going to bless her with $5,000. How, like, she literally lit up when I was like, yeah, I've been doing good with it. Because she was really saying how we discount a lot of times how large the simple stuff is. How important the simple stuff is. Because once you lay, you know, one foundational brick of doing something consistently that allows you to, like, do that and then move on to the next thing and then build, like, this amazing routine that really helps you heal. So I told her that I was eating at the same times every day, but I was struggling to reach my protein intake because I still was working out. And we talked about that in my initial visit, that I didn't want to have to stop working out or compromise that. And it went back to the whole thing that she was saying, that we're not trying to overhaul everything at one time. We're taking these small steps. Live your life. And as you're living your life, we're going to just, you know, tweak things as need be. So I was overwhelmed because I was like, no, I'm not hitting my protein goals. So then she recommended some, you know, all natural, healthy protein powders for me, since I wasn't able to, like, get, I mean, it's always preferred that you get your protein from, you know, directly from your food source. So protein powders are very beneficial and helpful, because sometimes it ain't always the case. And then I also was a little overwhelmed because I was just trying to heal too much at one time. I'm trying to do my guts. I'm trying to do my hormone. I'm trying to do my vision. I'm trying to do my aura. I'm trying to do my health. And she was like, okay, let's back it down. Let's focus on one thing. Let's get that one thing good. And then let's add. So again, I walked away from the second meeting, like, feeling so good. Like, I'm heard, I'm understood, I'm still on the right path, I'm making these small tweaks. I don't have to do everything at one time. I don't have to try to heal everything at one time and take all of these supplements and blah, blah, blah. So she was just like, one thing that's going to really help you with the compliance factor as it relates to the supplements is really put like an end goal to it. Like, even with the Chastity, I took it for 3 months straight and then took a break. And then I took it for another, like, couple months straight and then I took a break. I don't have to do everything every day, right? So I'm doing my teas and I'm doing my Vitex every day and I'm doing, you know, eating those cruciferous vegetables every day. But I can, you know, alternate days when I take my protein, and I can alternate days when I take my, like, spirulina and my green powders. Like, I have some flexibility, so I don't have to feel like I'm doing it wrong if I miss something. And so that way it's just like, okay, I know for the next, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days that I'm eating these every day, but as long as I'm doing these set things at least 3 times a week, then I'm still on the right path. One thing that she recommends, so yeah, she added one more thing to the stuff that was going on, was she recommended ashwagandha. And ashwagandha is a supplement that's really good to help support the adrenals and to help like combat stress. And again, like I talked about from the first visit, like this healing is hard if you're stressed out. And if you like stressed out because you're trying to heal, it's just like it's counterproductive. So because I'm trying to not be overwhelmed and I'm trying to manage stress and I'm trying to heal, she recommended ashwagandha. And she recommended a liquid form, just like my Vitex was a liquid form. And she said that I could take those together in the morning with my tea and be good. So here's the recap. It has been several months since those visits. With eating at the same times every day, I haven't been perfect with it, but that's always something that's on my heart, like on my mind, on my heart. You know, you got to be eating regularly. You have to be eating at the same time every day so you can help heal and support your body. I've also started to, when I eat my foods, not be so distracted. Not be like so distracted by TV or trying to like multitask, but actually like sitting down, eating and focusing on my food, maybe talking to my husband. You know, if I do look at something on my phone, like Instagram or YouTube, I'm making sure that it's something that, you know, is uplifting, is making me laugh, is putting me in a good headspace. So that's been really good for me. So I definitely consistently took the Vitex for a few months, and I did notice a change in my period. So my period started to become more regular. My skin started to clear up more. I wasn't suffering from, I mean, I didn't have like severe PMS symptoms to begin with, but you know, my boobs were less sore, and it was just in general, a more pleasant experience. So I've just been really trying to stay in a good place, stay in a positive place, minimize my stress, stay on top of my supplements by way of at least making sure I'm doing most of the things 3 to 4 times a week and not trying to like beat myself up if I have a day and I take something but I don't take something else. Like balance and consistency is the name of the game. So check the description box below. I'm going to link every single supplement that I still currently take in the bottom below, as well as a little description of like the benefits of it, the point of taking it. The stuff that I linked below, I actually vouch for. I'm going to come back and do a video about my gut healing protocol. I'm going to tell you the pros, the cons, what I did good, what I did bad, what I would change. And I'm going to also give you some meal suggestions and some tips so you can try this as well. And I'm also trying to figure out a way in which I can like get us to do this together, because after the 30 day ends for me tomorrow, I'm going to zip right back up and do another 30 day cycle with a different focus and like still testing and tweaking some things, because the way I'm feeling and the way this thing has benefited me, I can't stop. I can't stop. And I want to, you know, have a sisterhood where we can do this together and learn together. And I can kind of share more in depth on a personal level what I'm doing. And so I can like answer questions, because you can see me and yeah, I want this to be more of a dialogue, because I want to talk to you here, but then I want you to talk to me down in the comment section below. But I want a different mood, a different platform where like in real time, like you can ask me questions and I can answer you. So I'm trying to figure out some type of community or sisterhood where we can continue to like grow and heal together with it, whether it is gut stuff or hormone stuff. And I will say this again, if you have not looked at my program, my mind, body, spirit detox, and you're going to want to like be in this community together with me, that needs to be your first stop. Because in that program, we talk about like spiritual stuff, we talk about mental stuff, and we talk about nutritional stuff, because all of that is important in order to heal and do it in a way that's maintainable and sustainable. So I'm going to leave a link to my Mind Body Spirit Detox in the description box below. If you have some questions about that program, ask your girl. You can either email me at info@JanaeEmilyUtley.com or ask it in the comments below. So next time, food, fun, more about my 30-day gut healing protocol.